Pastor John and the college students went to the retreat, and then last week we had this homestay, and when I read the oldest report, and it was really fun to read. I was a little sad, but that I had really deep sleep. But after all, it was all good. So next month too, I really hope that it will be better. So today, this time, without any pressure, and it seems like kids really received the word very well. Who was it? How about Diane and Caleb? These two. They wanted to go home. But this 3-day weekend, we could really see them spiritually, and then really help them spiritually. Continually, we'll be talking about this team ministry. The key for the team ministry. What's the second key is to really solve all the problems. That's the second key. Last week it was about the first key, and it was the meaning of the acceptance. What do we mean by the acceptance? If you accept, then you can be saved. The acceptance means that Emmanuel. That's what it means by the accepting. Once the Holy Spirit was in you, and then it will never leave you, even if you commit crimes, that God will not abandon you. Because God really came into yourself and then to be with you until the end. So the greatest meaning of the salvation is that the God is with you, and the secret of being with you is that it will lead you to solve all the problems. The second key for the team ministry is to solve all the problems. If God is with you, then all the problems will be really solved. That's the second key. Then, how calm the human while they're going through the life, and then how calm they're really having lots of scars. It's not only in this age, but it was just continued from generation to generations. Even from the Old Testament, that was from the Genesis 3:15-3. As soon as Adam and Eve really separated from God, and all this thing was really delivered to the offsprings, and until that Jesus Christ will come for the second time, and this world, we have no choice but to really have all these disasters and problems. But people really don't understand the invisible things, because they can see all this visible, then they'll be considering about these visible things, because this is not going well, because I don't have money, because they worry about the future, because they don't have the financial status, financial power, then they'll be worried about. So continuously all these problems and the pains will really come. If you keep having the problems, and then they will really have the problems in their mind, and the mentally they'll have the problems. So why God really came this earth to really solve this So you accepted this Christ, and then he finished, and he will be with you forever. Even if it's small problems, even if you worry so much, but then you those things will not be solved. If someone helps you, then it will be temporary. If you don't really solve the fundamental part, and then we'll keep coming back. But if you really hold it in yourself, and then you will really have all this depression, and you have all these ups and downs, then how could they really have the good life in a family and as a spouse? You really have to enjoy this Emmanuel, blessing of Emmanuel, even if you have the difficulties and even have a hard time. So because of these things, and then you cannot really fail your life. So today it's the second spiritual problems. There's a problem, spiritual problems that you know. There's a spiritual problems that you don't know. But even if you don't know your own spiritual problems, you still need to know the cause of that. Genesis 3, 1 to 6. All the humans need to be with God, but the humans got separated. Then Romans 3:23, all of us really committed sin, therefore, you know. You couldn't really do it something, then that's not your sin. That there is a sin that you really were born with because you are in the family line of Adam. And that's what we call that original sin. When the Bible talks about the sin, the sin means that you are away from God and then you live your life without God. That itself is the sin. You don't know God, and then you live your life being separate from God. That itself is a sin. Then the sin will be really resulted with the result. Because of the sin, then you receive a whole bunch of problems and disasters. At the end, you end up with the death. But the disaster will last forever. That's what we call the hell. So the people will fall into these problems. So this Satan. So even if we know the spiritual problems and we don't know the spiritual problems, we should be really out from where it is. Otherwise, We should really be away from all the Satan, disaster, and the hell. And from through Jesus Christ, we were really free from this. And the walk of faith is not that difficult. It's not about diligence. What you really have to do is you have to restore the true faith. You have to know it. You have to really believe in it. That's the right walk of faith. If we cannot know the three problems, continuously the problems will come as the pain. What kind of problems? What kind of pains? It's a spiritual pain. You want to live a good life, but nothing would be changed. You try to solve the problems, then you try so hard, but something is not really going well because you are born with these three problems. If you really always experience that the things are not really going well, then you will have the shock mentally. You will be shocked. Then if you are really shocked, and then your mind will be captured. That's why you will be spiritually paralyzed, or you could see the problem. You will see the evil spirits. Then you'll be suppressed by the evil spirit. How heavy that is. So this stress and things that the feeling that something didn't really go well for you, all these things are really repressed in yourself. So it's not really like overnight you just receive this all that sickness. All these things are really accumulated. It might really feel like it's... So these things really came to the humans, and then once the human really start receiving the physical problems, they will really do the something. They will just try to solve the problems. They will even go to the religions. They'll look for the god and goddess. So they are really trying so hard in their lives, but there was something that didn't really go well. That's why they really felt that limit. And then they had no choice but to really look for the God, the Supreme God. But the God that we believe in is a creator, that he created nothing to something. On this earth, we are living out in this world with all these physical things, but we are really... So he is who he is, and then that means he doesn't really depend on anything. So who really created all this? Because these problems came, and then none of them could really solve it. So all these religions, all the Buddhism and all that, the people will just go to them and then ask diligently to solve their problems. And so all these religions will be really passed on to the offsprings, and then as that's the result, they have no choice. But the offsprings will receive the disasters and curses. And all the humans are really predestined to die. They are born in this earth and then they will die. So my physical body will be vanished, but the spirit in us. So the spirit needs to really go back to the Lord. But as soon as we were separated from God, then is there any way that they will go go to heaven one more time? There's no way. So the way to really go to the change, the place to go, is only by the name of Jesus Christ, and then only through the Jesus Christ. If it's not the Jesus Christ, and it doesn't really matter how skillful you are, how wealthy you are, if you're even the president, none of them can actually go to heaven. Why? Because they are away, they are separate from God. And many of them will be really feeling that I'm physically okay, I'm all right. So even if it gets, they will hurt someone, but it doesn't really matter. Then when they really have the problems, what will happen? That spirit will die. And when they really depart from the earth, there is no way for this spirit to go to heaven. So that's why from the beginning, God promised that He will send this Savior. And all the people in the Old Testament, they could really hold on to the shadow. That's how they could really save. That's why you are so very important. You believe in Christ. So it's not just you try to live your life in this world. You have received a mission to really revive all these people. People, they really think that if they really have their physical problems are solved, then that will be it. But our purpose for our lives is not really for us just to have fun. But the God's word is not just the word of God, but the word of God is really for the sake of the gospel. That's why. So the all these religious people will leave the inheritance to the next generation. Exodus 3 says that all these curses will be really passed on to 3 to 4 generations. If you really look at the history, they really had the point. So this is only the result of if you really have the idol worshiping. And then no matter when it was, and then people always had the disasters. How could we really stop that tsunami, stop the earthquake? How can we really block all these houses from broken down? That's why you and I will meet the Jesus Christ. You really have to check yourself, confirm that all of your problems have been really solved. But if you don't know the gospel, then all this, you will live in this destiny that you will die in the destiny. Through Christ, and you are saved. And then Christ even promised to be with you forever. So all these problems, who really, who have the pains and all that, but they want to get rid of it, then their priority is there. It's really the same thing with the religions. It's not really walk of faith, the true walk of faith. Is that so your past is before you really met Christ. And that's what it means by you were really living in the first part. On the cross through Jesus Christ, and then all these fundamental problems were really finished. So if they really accept these four people, and you are the child of God, and I'll be responsible for you. If you pray in my name, then I will answer you. Then if you feel sick, and then I will make sure that you will live this life with the background of heaven. And while you're really attending the church, you should really understand it and then enjoy it. Okay, you came to this church and then you listen to the message, but you have to really think about yourself, that if the message really became the power for the week or for the day, because all of us are really diligently live, but we keep missing the God's word. So we keep missing the very important things, and we should really change it. So if you don't understand, if you don't know the gospel, you'll be looking at all these visible problems right in front of you. Then you keep receiving the pains. Then if you're really having a hard time, then you want to pray. But instead of that, so the problems will be here, the problems is that blessings is the mission. So the problems, you have to realize the mission. The problem is the prayer topic. So the God's word should be imprinted, and that's how the God's word will have some power. Because if you really have the long walk of faith, and then you will start using your own sense because of this, and then it will be like this. Then first and most, what is really necessary is that you gotta have the spiritual power. Because it's connected with your own thoughts. Now all these things are really related to all the nerves. In another word, it's all about the life journey. Because it's all connected, your spirit and mind really need to be healthy. You should really have the power in your spirits. Then your thought will be really energetic and active. All the life will be also full of energy. So first and most, you have to make sure that you're healthy. You have the power. All the spirit, mind, and thought, they usually have the influence of God. You should really be influenced by the Holy Spirit. So what you really have to use your nerves would be to really revive, to be guided by the Holy Spirit. That's why you, what kind of assurance should you really have? And first and most, I'm a God's child. All of you are God's child. Then none of you will be destroyed. Why? Because God is the one who is really leading you in your life. So if you really pray to God 24/7, you will receive the answers for sure. So because we have the flesh, and many times, and then sometimes we really know that if someone is in a bad mood, and there are many people who will really use their own senses. But because you really accepted Christ, and all these assurances will be given. If you block the Holy Spirit, it's not forgiven. So Bible says, do not and all these other so we have to really check our spiritual state. How's yours? Your walk of faith. This means that you're confused. You're going back and forth. You're pretty much well, that person is really doing so well. Then this person just goes back and forth. And then because this person's mind is really confused all the time. That's why. It looks going well, but it's not. Then this person will go crazy. Because it seems going well. So how bad that will be, and how much pains are they going to receive? But everything is my spiritual state. Why this kind of problems comes? The issue is the internal inside of the brain. Well, the brain is the center of yourself. But because of that brain, and the brain is all scattered, splitted. So that's why all these problems to the mentality will come down, come. But if you just try to do something, that will be the obsession. But once you're kind of obsessed, and then all these things will be actually imprinted in the brain. So in your heart, everything is very uncertain, and then you're in hurry. But there, they say that there is the way. And it's important for us to really have that system. You go back and forth, and then things are really not going well. And then you're so confused. Then you should really grab hold on to that covenant, even if it's a small. Then you really need to focus. You know, Steve Jobs, he was wealthy, but when he sees you, then he was always in the same black shirt and jeans and the New Balance shoes. No matter where he goes, it was all the same outfit. Then he doesn't have the TV at home. He even said that he wouldn't let the kids see the TV. What's the reason? There are the things that you do. So he wanted to get rid of things that is really blocking them. He was very wealthy, and then he was very well known, and he passed away because of the cancer. So you might really have the difficult things and in your brain and all that. It's not gonna solve anything. Running here and there is not really the way to solve it. You really have to have the time to meditate and to really focus on the gospel. Just 5 minutes earlier you can wake up, and before you go to bed, you can just decide some like timing. Stop thinking of all these painful problems. You really have to think of that Christ. You have to grab hold onto that covenant. First and most, you have to usually revive your brain, your thought. But if all these things are healed, and then your thought can be healed, and then it's really important for you to really have the system of the concentration. So with the word of God, you can really focus. So it's not really about that. Even if we say the concentration should be really repeated. Just once a day, 5 times a day. You can say that it's a scheduled prayer, but you have to make sure that you will focus on the God's word, and one day you will have the healing. So today it's 3 problems. we have, but now, from now on, you should really have the time to be happy. What do we mean by the only gospel? The Mount Calvary, which means that at Mount Calvary, God and Jesus really solved all the problems. Then Jesus really solved all the problems. But we are just bringing all these problems that God said He finished. Before you really know, you have the salvation, all these things were really solved by God. And all these problems that we couldn't really solve have been really solved by the Christ. The fundamental things were really solved. So the offspring of Adam. So but with that offspring of Adam, then no problems will be really solved. That's why the offspring of woman will be solving that problem. With this covenant, you grab hold on to the morning, daytime, and the night. You should really have them. Those people are very simple. God said that this is the way to solve it, but they have their own thought, then they will be really worrying about things, and that their thought will not be related to the God Himself. Is there any answer there? No, there isn't. But there is all the answers is really given. Instead of thinking of it, they'll be thinking about the positions, reality, and all these things are really capturing them. And they've been really deceived. You're all saved. Then you don't really have to think about those parts. You just need to focus on the God's word. Exodus 3:18. When they really put the blood of lamb, then they were free. Then Jesus Christ is in yourself. The first most, you just need to really think of entering into the ark, because it will be safer. So it will be all safe and peace. Genesis 1:1-3. Though the Messiah was sent. Matthew 16:16-20. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But this Christ at Mount Calvary, He solved all the problems, disasters, curses on the cross. He really finished it once. The faith is something that you really believe in this fact. What do you really believe? What do you believe? Is there anything that you believe right now? I'm having a hard time enough. So please do something with this reality. You should really look at all this essence, the core part. You don't really look at the core part, but you still don't you try something else. Why this only son was really sent? What is the covenant of the Mount Olives? That is the problem in the reality. So first and most, you really have to look at the reality and the background. Your background is actually the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of Satan became the background or the world that becomes your background. So all the apostles were really called to the Mount Olives. Then Jesus really talked about the kingdom of God and then the things of kingdom of God. When exactly the Satan will be broken, will be bounded, when the God's word really is established upon it. When the God's word, a God's kingdom is established, then that's when the darkness will be gone for 40 days. So all this blessing of the God's kingdom will be upon you. Mark's upper room. What was that? To solve the reality, the problems in the reality, then the God's kingdom should be established. And then we do have some problems that remained. You and I are saved, and then we do have some remaining problems. That's why you really hate and all this. Why? Because you still have lots of problems. So how exactly can they really be healed? I'll give you what I have. In the name of Christ, you stand up and walk. So we have received the authority of God's Jesus' name. So in the name of Jesus Christ, and then we will use the all this authority of the name, and then we'll have the conqueror. And that is the filling of the Holy Spirit. Even if we don't have the heaven and earth, it doesn't really matter if the pastor gives a great sermon or not. So the walk of faith will be something like that you will feel all the time that the God is with you. And all these things, all the individuals should really feel and know this fact that God is with us. Then you'll be able to see the answers. Now, how exactly can you really see the answer? You will be able to see the heavenly comment. Why God really give me? So God really gave us the work. occupation? How come it was given to block the disaster? All the people fall into the world. So the blood of this the blood of this sacrifice should really be delivered. Then to those who really are in pain, you really have to make sure these people will meet the Christ. You know, we should really revive and tell them that. So all the disaster and curses, all the authority of the hell which Satan had, are all solved. Why? Because Christ really solved all these fundamentals. So there will be the calling. How come all the Israelites were taken to the wilderness for 40 days in the wilderness? How much pains were they there? What are they having? For 40 years, how come they're always wandering around? There was the very important things. There are three things that they were doing in the wilderness. What was the first one? They kept the three feasts. And they are centered with the covenant of the ark. Where? In the tabernacles. Which means the worship. So in that pains, so why God really tell them that they really had to keep them? And because he will be really according to his own plans and the promise, things will be taken care of. Are you having a hard time? Then you have to give worship. Without the worship, then you just live your life, whatever, however. Then at the end, you have the hard time, and then you go back to God. When you have nothing, then you don't rely on God or Christ. When you have the problems, and that's when you kind of ask for the help. How come that God called you? Because you had to really restore the worship. Everything will be led by that word, not by your experience or thought. Then that's how you are going to receive the mission. So these things, as soon as you really become only the gospel, then how exactly God really calls you? Now this is a reward from the heaven. So in your own spiritual problems, so that through or going through all these things, and then they really kept the three feasts. And why were they all called by God? Just to really restore the worship. You should really live your life with the centered with the God's word. Then someone like that get together in a church, and then the, through that church, the evangelism will be taking place. Lastly, when you restore the heavenly command, calling, and the missions, you can really be the very happy evangelist. Because you say you're happy, so all your past so you have the past because of your all of you, all these 10 people are sent to the land of Canaan, but many of them said that it was impossible, it's impossible for them to really go enter. But then that time I bowed down before God. 40 days I prayed. What did Moses do? All the people were really going back and forth, didn't know what to do. Then the Moses really prayed for 40 days. How did he pray? God, all these people died in the wilderness, all these non-believers. Then what did they talk about you, God? Please let them revive so that they can really enter to the land of Canaan. Moses really prayed. And going through the wilderness, what happened? The God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob, we grab hold on to the same covenant, and that's why we all came here. What should we really grab hold on to? Should we grab hold on to your experience or thought? No. The reason why God really, why you really reach to this far is that because of the God's plan, it doesn't really matter what kind of past you have, you really have to reinterpret your past. So if you really grab hold on to what is given by God, then God is the one who will be really answering you. Then you are the one that who could really do the power and do all these things. So at the very end in your life, there are things that is going that you can do well. Something that you have the specialty with. And with that, I bless you to really raise up all these 3,000 disciples. And you should really raise up all these 3,000 disciples, 300 regional churches in this world, in this Japan. There are many, many churches in Japan that where the pastoral ministers are not present. So instead of being captured by the reality on the, all this, we should all have to receive the power and the spirit. Like Moses, it's not really about my effort. 40 days I bowed down before God and prayed. Not because of my prayer. The promise that I could really reach this here had been really given to me already. The God is the one who really fulfilled his promise. So I really hope that you can grab hold of the covenant and find out that if you really have this God's word, then that's how you can really overcome all these problems in the reality. You shouldn't be the one who will just try to keep the walk of faith all by yourself. You are the one to really revive all these people, save these people. 5,000 people will be, tribes will be really healed. And God is the one who will be really leading you by the word of God. I bless all of you to have this grace given upon you. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us this word of God. The second key of the team ministry is the solving all the problems. Let's grab hold onto the covenant of this. And let's really grab hold onto the covenant of the Mount Calvary and Mount Olives and Rock Supper Room. Let's really have the walk of faith. And let's really be happy. Thank you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.